Simin Kuf Tadi Beis, Sif Gimel through Hay, Kuf Pei Zayin, which we didn't finish, Yud Gimel Yadalid, and a small Hagdama to Maris, Beis Hashem. The Mechaber says in Kuf Tadi Beis, Sif Gimel, Mdochu HaNesu HaMachmas Eze Sibo, Afa Pish Yoshu Shivin Akim, Tzvi Chalach Zulish of Zayin Akim, Velitvol, Kishi Spash Lass Zayin Nesuin. Betzim Beis Eze brought down a Machlekes when they push off the Nesuin, whether or not they need another Zayin Akim. Mechaber Paskins, that they do need another Zayin Akim. The Shach brings down from the Bach that this whole din of pushing off the Nesuin that you need another Zayin Akim, what's the reason for it? The Chur, the Mashmoy says from the way the Shach brings down the Bach that since he says he's Magbul the din, he says this whole din is only in a case where they push it off and they're not Kaveya when the new Chasan is going to be. However, if they pushed it off and while they're in the same Maimid, they were Kaveya when the Chasan is going to be Mechadash. They had a fight, they got into a fight. After 45 minutes, they get back to it. Like a ksuba de leiroma batigra, like Chazal say, every ksuba has a fight. And Ramela, till they finally got back to, they were mispasher, and they got back to, on talking terms, and they're going to make the chasen a few days later. If that all happens in one ma'amad, then she doesn't need another zainikim. The truth is, like the Sidra Torah brings down from the Bach in Tshuva says even weiter. He says that if it all happened in one day, in other words, let's say she was boydik at 8 o'clock in the morning, and then at 9 o'clock they started fighting, they only made up, and they pushed it off. And at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, they call up again, and they say, you know what, let's make the chasana for another 3 days from now, whatever it is, another week from now. Then the halacha is, as long as the dechiyo and the kvius were at a time that she did not miss a bedika. She was boydik at 8 o'clock in the morning, she was boydik at 5 o'clock in the afternoon. So she never missed the bedika. She was being boydik the entire time. There was never a time that the chasam was pushed off that she should have been doing a bedika and she didn't, or maybe she didn't do a good bedika. Then we do not have to worry about it. The mashmoit is that the chash is that maybe she wasn't boydik well at the time that it was pushed off. Maybe she was really mechamin and she was not boydik well, and therefore we have a chash that the bedikas were no good and she needs a new zayin akim. However, the problem like this is like the Gurion Marashos Ma'ur from the Sidra Torah. The Lechura, the halacha is that Bidi Eved, even if she wasn't Baidek at all during these days, let's say it was pushed off for 3 days, and Sunday they decided they're not getting married, Wednesday they decide, you know what, let's get married again. So those 3 days in between, she wasn't Baidek, she didn't do a good job of Bidika. Whether Ramah says, even if she was Baidek, still doesn't help you. The Shaila is, even if she wasn't Baidik Bechlal, Bidi Evid, it's fine. As long as she was Baidik one time within the 7 days, she's okay to go. So what's the difference if she was Baidik, she wasn't, even if you're Choyshe, then maybe she wasn't Baidik well, but Lamaisa, even if she hadn't been Baidik at all, she should be the Seder. Not only that, the Sidra Torah is Moisif, he says, the Chur, it's a Tarti Desasri, Ben. He says, if you're Choyshe, that when it's pushed off, then maybe she's being Miyayish from the fact that she's getting married, then, and therefore she's not boydik well, that means that she's not mechamed during those days, because she doesn't think she's getting married. It's mamanav shach. If she thinks she's getting married, and therefore there's a chash kimud, then she's going to be boydik well. And if she's not being, if she's being misyayish from the chasana, and she thinks she's not getting married, so even if she wasn't boydik well, it doesn't make a difference, because she wasn't being mechamed. So if we look at the Sidra Torah says, in chanami, the lechura seems to be a machlekes as to the reason why we have to be choshish, that when the Nisuin is pushed off, that maybe she needs a new Nisuin. From the Bach, it would appear in the Shach, it would appear that the reason is because maybe she wasn't Baidik well at the time that it was pushed off. However, it's clear from the Matzah Binyamin, he says, not that way. The Matzah Binyamin Kinir was Choshid, that when it's pushed off, then she's Mitziyai from the Nisuin, and when she's Kreveah another time, then what happens is, she has a new Chimud. And since there's a new Chimud, she thought she's not getting married, and you find that she is getting married. And Mamela, she needs a new Zayin Akim. Now, that's a Kula and a Chumra, Batsam. It's a Kula in a case where Lechura, there was pushed off even for a few days. But if, for whatever reason, she wasn't Misyayish, even if he says, like the Taz talks about a case where still she thinks she's getting married, okay, it could be even for more than a few days. If there's no Chash Chimer because she doesn't really think it's pushed off, then it's not a problem. However, there's also a Chumrah. Even if it's in the same Maimid that the Bach was Mekel, but if she thought for 5 minutes in that Maimid, at 8 o'clock they start talking about the Ksuba and the Nedunya, And they say, you know what, you're not giving us whatever it is, a dira, we thought we were getting a dira, you're not getting a dira, that's it. Chasan is off. She says, really, I can't believe the chasan is off. 5 minutes later, they say, you know what, forget the dira, it's alright. As long as the couple's happy, as they say, it's fine. Let's go through with the chasan now. 5 minutes, it's already too late. If the chshash is a chshash of chimur chadash, as long as she thought that there, for 1 minute, for 1 second, that there was no chasana going on, then there's an ayah chimur when it's mikvah for the second time. As opposed to going to the bath, that's not the chshash. Chshash, maybe she wasn't baidik. She wasn't baidik, but then as long as she didn't miss a bidika, then it's not a problem. How do you pass an halacha l'maisa? So the Sidur Torah says, the mashmoris of the mechaber and the ramah is like the bach and the shach. The chshash is not like the Masav Binyamin, even though Masav Binyamin is the Talmud and the ramah. But the chshash is not like the Masav Binyamin al tachimur chadash. The chshash is al, maybe she wasn't baidik well. And therefore, as long as there was never a bidika that she missed, it's not going to be a problem. However, if it's a few days, then as the Rama speaks out, even if she was baidik, we're scared she's not going to be baidik shafir. And like we said, even though it's a tarati disastri, even though the chur is a tarati disastri, the Sidur Torah speaks this out. Sidur Torah says the chur is a tarati disastri. Why? Because if you're being chushy that she wasn't baidik, well, that means there's a chashash for dam chimud. If there's a chashash for dam chimud, that means she didn't give up on the chasana. She didn't give up on the chasana, there's no chashash that she wasn't baidik well. If she gave up, then there should be no chash achimid. If there's chash achimid, there's no reason she shouldn't be baidik well. Elamai says that no, Vaistai is that she's still hoping that the chas is going to happen, but Lamaisa, deep down, she's worried that it's not going to happen, and therefore she wasn't baidik well. However, and he says it's still not daima to the case, the original question that the Sidur Torah, the Galian Marsha asked, Lamaisa, even if she wasn't baidik at all during those few days, as long as she's baidik one time in the 7 days, that's enough. Zokter, no. In a case where Be'etzim, she thinks she's getting married the entire 7 days, just she was only baidik one time, so she's Meisim Lev, if she has Argosha, she pays attention. Over here, where she doesn't think, deep down, she thinks maybe she's not getting married, then maybe she wasn't Meisim Lev. Could be that she wasn't Meisim Lev. So when does one bidik help in 7 days? When we're falazach on the fact, midalei Argosha, like the Rashba says. We're semach on the fact that she didn't have Argosha, but that's only if she's paying attention. In this case, where it got pushed off, she's not paying attention so well, and therefore we're scared she's not baidik well, and therefore we're scared that maybe she was margish, she wasn't paying attention. But deep down, there is that tzad that there's always that possibility that maybe she's going to get married, and therefore there's still the chashash chimud. L'chur, if you have to do two bdikas a day, then it would be over the course of. He says in tshuva, he says 1 or 2 days. But l'chur, one full day would be a problem. That's a good question. We'll have to see maybe when we get to Zayin Akim, we have the same tzad. By Zayin Akim, there's a shayla. In other words, the chashash is really, what Baron's asking is, if the chashash is the chashash that maybe she wasn't Meisim Lev and she was Margish, so then even for 5 minutes it should be a problem. And we'll see this nidin really comes up in a Geatru. There's the famous din of the Meil Tzedaka. What happens if a woman is Meisiach Das in the middle of Zayin Akim? And she thinks that the Zayin Akim are over. A bidiki came out no good, and she didn't realize that it was a petza. She starts puts on her colored underwear, whatever it is, and she's b'mitzich das from her Zayin Akim. She doesn't have levon ma'an anymore. Kitzur, a day goes by, and they find out that it's a petza. So does that day get? Do they have to start again Zayin Akim? Meil Tzedaka says that hesach das is ma'akiv, and it's problematic. Now, how much time of hesach das? One day, 24 hours, 12 hours, 5 minutes. So we'll see that the pashas is that if you don't miss the whole day, then in Echner it's also not a problem. And l'chur, that's the same din as we'll see over here. And that is once you have a bedika, the bedika has already proven it. She's allowed to go to sleep, even though maybe she's not paying attention when she's being married. She's allowed to daven shmoneh esrei, she's not paying attention. When she's doing something lehedya, lafuke, then it's problematic. She's missing an entire day, let's say. But as long as she had a bedika on that day, then l'chur is going to be enough. Now, how does this play out in Lamaisa? Bizmanenu. We hope that it doesn't. But generally, after they send out the invitations, it doesn't happen that they push off the chasana. Sometimes the chasana is called off in Gantz. However, that they should push off the chasana and reschedule a date, that's not so common. However, here in Eretz Yisrael, it's not unheard of. And somebody just told me, actually, that a few months ago, he was davening in Shtiblach. And somebody came in with the chasana invitation, and they gave a clap, and they said, we're collecting for the chasana. It's already pushed off. It was supposed to be. It's already pushed off. There's probably not enough money. He says, the first thing that popped into his head is, what's with Dam Chimud? So what is with Dam Chimud in such a case? Do they have to
do they have to be choshesh medam chimer again?
So the truth is, generally it's not nergia. If they're pushing off the chasana, that means that she has to be choshesh that she's going to get her vest again. Unless they're pushing off mamash a few days. Then she has to be choshesh that she's probably going to get her period again. And once that, she has to do another zayin and came outside, forget the vizayat adam chimer. But let's say she's a zkeno, or let's say she's on pills. And she went on the pills, and she's not going to go off pills. Once she got on pills and everything is meimenuchais, she's cruising, then she doesn't want to take any chances going off, going back on again. She's not going to stop them. Does she need a new zayinikim? So, l'chur, we have two timing, like we just said. What's the chash when the chasen is pushed off? Is it because of a new dam chimud, because she thought she's not getting married? Is it because she wasn't paying attention? So now, in this case, they never decided that they're not getting married. They were planning on getting married the entire time. They just don't have enough money. So when are they going to get married? They don't know. But it didn't seem, generally it doesn't seem that the chasen is going to be called off because of the money. Generally, bizmaneinu, all the monetary issues are resolved beforehand. Either they won't get engaged in the first place if there's an issue with the money. But once they get engaged, then even if there's an issue because of the money, that just means that they'll wait till they collect the money, whatever it is, and then they'll get married. But they're not getting married. There's no zichra al samasas binyamin. There's no chash of chimur chodosh because there's no new chasim. There's no tzad that they ever weren't going to get married. Now they're going to get married. And even according to the other chash lechera, that it, since it's pushed off, maybe she wasn't masik adaite. In this case, lechera, even though she doesn't know when she's going to get married, but she never thinks for a second that she's not getting married. So why should we think that maybe she's not masik adaite? She thinks that she's going to get married. However, there's an interesting Pisrei Tshuva. The Pisrei Tshuva brings down from a Chavis Das that there's no limit. Yesh gevul lechol talul, as they say in Hebrew. There's a limit to every joke as it goes. In other words, there's a limit to how much you can push it off. Tahainu. Let's say it gets pushed off for 12 months. So we said 12 months, for sure, a woman is not mechamed after 12 months. It gets pushed off for 12 months. Then there's no dam chimer. Again, you don't have to be choshesh dam chimer again. Says Chavis Das, l'kulei alma tzarech. I don't know what the l'kulei alma means. If the l'kulei alma means sa'lefi the masas b'nei alma sa'lefi the bach, or even in the machloikis between the levush and the taz, maybe it's all going in the same time. But he says l'kulei alma, everybody holds that you would need a new zayinikim if it gets pushed off too much. How much is too much? He says 12 months for sure. Even if you have to be rami sari basitna another time, if you have to make the beer another time, then l'chur it's a problem. Which would mean, l'chara, the Prisha says, the mashal, the taz brought down, about 4 weeks. Which, it's lavd afka 4 weeks. It means how much time they need to prepare another chasen. So, if they have to give back the gown to the gemach that they borrowed it from and get a new one, they didn't buy it. I don't think they're buying the gown if they can't pay for the chasen. Whatever it is, the gown or whatever it is that they have to do, they have to make new invitations. And it's going to take them. So it could be that in Echanami, in such a case, they would take a need, according to everybody, a new Zaynikim alt Dam Chimud. Now, I saw from Rabbi Yitzchak Berkowitz, he said that in America, sometimes what happens is, because of bad weather, the truth is this happened this past year. I actually got stuck on the way home. Not many people did, but I did get stuck on the way home because of the snowstorm. And I know somebody that had his son got his, the Irusin was that day. And he wasn't able to make it till 11 o'clock at night. His own son's erusin. I presume that there was chasanas that night also. But I don't know what happened. People can't make the chasana. As a matter of fact, it was by a chasana a week and a half ago. And there were hafganot all over the place. And they pushed off the chasana for 2 hours. Till it was supposed to be before Shkia. They pushed off. The chuppah was at 9:30. Because people pushed, didn't show up. So what happens if the chasan can't get there? And all the helicopters are taken. So they're not bringing them in. What happens? They push them off, so now they don't know when they're going to get married, they don't know what's going to be. So Berkowitz says what they do is, they do a trick. They tell the Kala, don't worry about it, we have another ulam, and you're getting married anyway, even if they don't have one. And then they look around, whatever it is, takes a day or two, and they say, oh, by the way, the ulam that we have is really, we thought it was this, but it's really that, and we found an ulam, and you're okay. So there's never a time that she thought she's not getting married. And Mamela, as long as you can trick the Kala into believing that she's really getting married, there's never a time that she's not getting married, and she's getting married Bukharov, then in a Hanami, then she would not need a new Zayinikim in such a case. But Fat, in this case, is that it's just, we're talking about another few days. She's probably still on pills. In a Hanami, that's where we're being again. This would be an Eitzah that you'd be able to do that.
Why do you need it?
What?
You want to know that
Every woman knows it's better. Yeah, but if she doesn't know when she's getting married again, then if it gets pushed off, we tell her, listen here, we don't... There's certain people, they, as far as I understand, they don't take pills. The Kalas don't take pills. Now, that means they have to wait till she gets her last period to find out when to be Kaveh the Chasana. Then it gets very difficult to find the hall. Because all the halls are taken even months in advance. Especially, you have a lot of Chasidim here, they make Chasanas 6 months in, they already know months and months and months in advance. So there's, to find the hall which is open, could take a month, 2 months, till they find something. So that's maybe already too much time, they have to be chishish. So therefore, what they have to do is already tell her that right away, we already have another hall, don't worry about it, you're getting married soon. Now, what happens, the case that we mentioned, Rabbi Yitzchak in Zonnefeld, that they got to the chuppah, everything is ready, and the chassan gets cold feet, and he says, no way, I'm not walking down. Kal is all ready to go, and the chassan, no chassan. So, Kimdumani, the story was that Rabbi Yisrael Zonnefeld said he was maftiach to whoever decides to get married to this kala, Duris Yisharim. So one guy went up for it. He'll take him up and he says, okay, I'm going for it. What's the halacha in such a case? Does she need another Zayin Akim or not? L'chorah, every single achron that we saw, all hold. The Bach, the Shach, the Taz, the Rehush, the Jutara, Chavazdas, everybody brings down that in a chanam in such a case she would need another Zayin Akim. The only shaila is, maybe, in such a case, Yitaki could have her eitz of the Chavaz Das. In such a case, they could say, listen to the Kala, we don't know if anybody's going to be maskim. So right now, we don't have any tzad, maybe, that the chasan is going to continue. Put in a moich dochuk, and we'll see if somebody's maskim. And we find somebody that's maskim, then we're okay. In such a case, l'chara, that would be the eitz according to the Chavaz Das, we would have a way out. Kimdumani, that wasn't the case. Now, what happens, one last halacha, what happens if the chosan has an oinus and he doesn't come? So the Taz, the machlokes between the Taz and the Masas Bin Yamin, the Shach brings on the Masas Bin Yamin, the Taz says that if there was an oinus and they made up to come for a certain date, and the chosan, everybody's ready, and the chosan's not there, says the Taz, in a chanam, in such a case, we need another Zainikim. Why? Because Mesama, she would say, she gives up. Says the Shach with Masas Bin Yamin, no, in such a case, you don't need, ain lahachmer bin Yamin. Now, that was all in the olden days when they didn't know where the chassan was. But Bizmanenu, where the chassan could just call or email, if he doesn't call or email, then she gave up. And so the Shevet Levi says the same thing. He says, Pasha, that l'chur, if a chassan just doesn't mention anything that there's an anus, then she found that afterwards that he had a heart attack and he's in the Himalayas and nobody knew for 3 days. I don't know. But the Pasha says, in such a case where you could tell and you don't tell, that's Pasha that she gives up, and then we need a new Zainikim. Sif Dalit. Ova reconstituted man ze, mechin chosin shapir se kalos in either kredim shabu alele, yisach nimael, hu yashim in anashim, yishin in anashim. This halacha of Ova rekinsa means that be'etzem you're supposed to wait till after she counts Zayin Akim and then get married. If they were over and they got married in between, then the halacha is that they're asr b'yichud. And what does it mean that they were over? This lashin be'etzem is a lashin, the Torah says a lashin, and the makar for the lashin is in the Torah Sabayis HaKotzer, he says this lashin. Ova rekinsa. Now, what's the Avar? What Isser is there? Get married and wait, Zayin Akim. Where's the Avar becomes? Most of the Olam asked me the Shal, I think. L'chur, the Pashtus is Avar Kansa means the Beis of the Shitasai. The Beis Yisrael Paskin's L'chur, like the Rambam. And the Rambam Shita is that Chuppah Hainu Yichud, and your person is not, and you can't be, if Ein Chuppah Snida is not considered a Chuppah because Chuppah is Yichud, and with a need it's not Shaykh to Miyachat, therefore you have no Chuppah. So Mamela, it's Ova Rekonso, because it's not Shaykh Chuppah. However, that's not the case. How do we know that's not the case? First of all, the Makor for this halacha is the Torah and the Rajbah. That's when the Rajbah are Chirlik on the Rambam. They don't hold that Chuppah is Yichud. Second of all, the Beis Yosef himself, in Evan Ezer, Simon Samach Aleph, when he brings down the halacha of getting married to a Nido, he says, Kosher Hadover Shaloyti Nosei Ashet Titar. Kosher Hadover. It's good. You should get married after she's Torah, but not that it's Aser. So Lashon of Ova Rekonso L'chura doesn't pass. So the Dogum Revava in Tinyana, he says that here everybody's going to be maskim that Shkayach Rebeji for pointing out that I didn't see it. It's not on the bottom. The Dogum Revava is there's the Dogum Revava Tinyana. It's in the Kevitz Meforshim in the back. They bring down. He asks the question. What does it mean Ova Rekonso? So he says that Ova Rekonso means Over here, everybody's giving me masa and they shouldn't get married.
Why?
The whole nidoin machlokes rishonim is dafka by nido. By nido, so then there's a shayla of whether or not you're allowed to get married, and then or we're scared that maybe he's going to try to find the time that the Edom aren't there, that the Shemer aren't there, to be miyachal with him. By neither the right, so we're not choishish. However, where it's only a shayla of a derabanan, over here, tavu liyinase, the Isser is only chash dam chimin, is only chash derabanan. In such a case, we're choishish. We don't nechatchila tell you to get married, because we're scared, since the Isser is kal, we're scared they're going to try to find the case, or try to find the way out, and be miyachal together. Mamei lechatchila, they should not be miyachal. However, he brings down from the Ravon. He says, he found in the Ravon. The Ravon says that it's only an Eitzah Teva. Eitzah Teva kamash malon, that she should be tahura on the Leila Chuppah. And Mamele, he says, Enechanami, Kadayu Ravon, Lismechalov, if they want to get married and wait afterwards, then it's not a problem. Which was the Chura, if Rabbi Yisrael Chaim Zonnefeld's case was not the case of the Chavis Das, then the Chura, that was the case. It wasn't of our concern, especially in such a case, where it's to save Bas Yisrael from such bizyonis. It could be too late, but at least more bizyonis. Then at least in such a case, certainly they would be able to get married, and then afterwards be knowing the Zaynikim. I saw some with regard to this, that it shouldn't be a shayla v'chupas nida. The Shevet Halevi talks about taking pills. So he says, pills sometimes, and this is known, pills sometimes can set a woman off, that it changes her whole period, and then the Chanami, she has issues afterwards. So Meili says, certainly you should not take them too early. Take them, wait till she gets her last vest, and then see if the date works out. And if the date works out, then you won't have to take pills. And if it doesn't, then you should take pills. Now, it happens to be that I think Bismanenu Roiv Ruben Shal Kales, almost all, probably in the upper 90% percentiles, they take pills beforehand. What's the reason why? Because even if it works out lamaisa in the days, but because of stress or because of other things, or maybe they won't be matzliach the first few nights, and then what's going to happen? Then she's going to get her vest. So mamela, most of them take pills. That way, they shouldn't get into any issues. And somebody told me, a chavrusa of mine, told me that his father, who's well known, and he works with very, very many chassanim, he said that he worked out a system together with a doctor. And he told me, Kimdumani, hundreds of chassanim, kalas. He says he never once had an issue. He never once had an issue. If it's done right, at the right time, and the right pill, then in Chanami, there should not be any issues. Sometimes that's not the case, and therefore there are issues. However, generally they take pills, and it's better sometimes they take pills also that, as we'll see in a minute, it's a little bit dangerous if you don't take pills, because you never know when they're going to be matzliach, what's going to happen, v'chulu. And what happens, Saka? What happens if Chosin has Pirsa Kalasi Nido? What's Halacha? So, in a case where it happens before the Chuppah, so generally, most Paiskim, Kindumani, that's the Minig, that they allow the Nesina Satabas, he's allowed to put the ring on her finger, either because they're not married yet, it's Gita V'yodei Boin Ka'achas, it's Boin Ka'achas, or possibly, there are those that are even Mater, the Nesina Saksuba. And if they're matar nesina saksuba, then certainly they're matar the tabas. Why would it be matar nesina saksuba? L'chora, that's already after the kedushin. It's already after the nesun l'chora. Then why would she be matar to give it to him? L'chora, that's one of the archokis. We'll see that the machlokes rishonim as what the reason for the archokis are. Machlokes in the Rosh and the Rashba. What's the reason why we have archokis by anida? We don't have archokis by eishes ish. You're allowed to pass something to eishes ish. Why not let it pass to anida? So either one of two reasons. Either because libay gaspo, or because since they're mutar b'yichud, then memela, there's a chash, since they're so close to each other, that they're going to come to be hergul dover. Memela, make our chokes, as opposed to eishes ish, it's not mutar b'yichud. Memela, if you go like the tam, that asas mutar b'yichud, ken zayin liber gaspa, depending on who the chosin the kala is. Generally, by the letzvish, maybe, you have, it is liber gaspa. But the as the other tam, as yichud, l'chorra, kol kama that they're aser in yichud, then l'chor there should be no archokis. Memelo, if it was pierced in nidah, there's no heter yichud, then there's no heter of archokis. That's from Elazar Moshe Horowitz on the Gemara, we're going to see. Bezor Hashem, within a week, I hope. As we start the sugyas in Shabbos, daf Yud Beis Yud Gimel, Rabbi Elazar Moshe Horowitz in his Agoyis points out, makes this cheshbon. And he says, in echanami, l'chor if they're aser in yichud, l'chor there should be mutter, there should be no iser of archokis. So that's not so. That's not putting on the ring is the ikar, and that dilemma is mekel. When it gets in the scene saksuba, some are mekel, some are machmir. Worst comes to worst, you give it to the mother of the kala. Generally, that's where it ends up anyhow. Machmir stays if you don't give it straight to the kala. Now, what happens if the chosin, if the kala is pierced in nida after the chuppah, they're ready mutter? What's the halacha in that case? So the lashon of the mechaber is koydim shabo alel shapir se kala sinida koydim shabo alel lo yisiach animo. What does it mean, koydim shabo alel? What is considered a bia with regard to this aspect? So there's a machlekes ha-paiskim, and most paiskim hold that you do not need a bia gemura, hara is enough, even if it was rak hereva, which is l'chur achnas l'atara, that would be enough, and that, even though maybe that's not considered a bia gemura, but nigea to dam basulim, however, that would be enough, and that's not a problem. That's already considered as, it's not takif yitzrei, and they're allowed to be miyachid. There are all those that are mekel that even been a shika saver. Kimdumani, that's how many of our people, many chassanim, were taught in America, the holopachis, that even a shika saver is enough. And some were taught, even if it's aver meis, that would be considered the seder, that's already considered nach yitzrei, and that would not be an issue. Now, the maisa shahoyo that was written down on the sheets was actually a little bit after I got the pratim, were clarified after the question was written down. And the Maestro Shai was, I think, Kimduman, he got married on Thursday night. It was Namasliach on Thursday night, and on Friday night she was pierced in Nida. He ran out of the house and went looking for a Rav. Now, the story was that she was not on pills, and that's why she was pierced in Nida. That's another added plus for going on the pills. That's what happened, that she was not on pills. And it could happen because of stress and because of other things. That's common, even not as a Kala. Certain women, when they get stressed, even if they have generally Kavua, because of the stress, it'll be maktim. Not only that, dam chimud, I saw in the Shevet Levi, he says most cases that he's seen of chimud is that she's gotten her vest early. Her vest came early because of the anticipation, because of whatever it was. And a woman that's nervous about what it is, and she knows also, she's pressured that she can't get her vest because she has to be mutaris, then she's going to get it. It's just Murphy's Law. Therefore, it's generally better to take pills for the most part. Now this chassan, she did not take pills on my sister's piercing needle. He went running out of the house. He went to find the Rav. The Rav said, if there was kiruv basar, not just chiv v'nishuk, but there was kiruv basar, then that's all right. The mutter b'yichud. The shayla is, where did they get that from? Where does this come from, l'chal? L'chura, most paiskim hold that you need mamash or ma'isabiyo, even if it's not a b'yigamura, from a satara, l'chura, b'nishika seva or something, but nothing at all, why should that be mutter? So l'chura, maybe that's totally in the next din which is brought down in the Rambah. The Rambah says, Yeshirim Maisa Tarek Shinesis, Leiba Leo Pirsanida, in a Trichashim Roid. If they were Mutter Bishas, they got married, this is the Truma Sadesh, and if they're Mutter Bishas, they got married, they were not Mishamish, then the halacha is that they're Tahura. Why? Because they're allowed to be Miyachid, because it's not Takif Yitzrei. Now, interestingly enough, if you look at the Truma Sadesh, and the Truma Sadesh, when he says this halacha, he says, if they weren't Mishamish for 2 or 3 days, then they're Mutter. Later, 2 or 3 days that they were Mutter, they were Mishamish, then you see it's not Takif Yitzrei. The Ramah, when he brings it down, is if they were if she was Tahura and she wasn't Mishamish. How much was Tahura? What are we talking about? 20 minutes? Let's say after they come to the hotel and they're all ready, he says, you know what, let's have a tea in Ragalach. And then 20 minutes later, she's pierced in the needle. That was the Yechilis. What's the Yechilis? How much is the Yechilis? One night? Sasamalai Pirish. Not exactly clear. It's hard also just altogether. If you want to advise that it's Takif Yitzrei, that it's not Takif Yitzrei, then it has to be an amount of time that you could have, and what's that amount of time that you could have? One day is enough. The Truma Sadesh is in Echonami, 2 or 3 days. 2 or 3 days, L'chur, that's Havai. But according to the Ramah, L'chur is Mashma, that even less than that. Now, what's Pshat in the Truma Sadesh? Why was he not Boyo? Why was he not Boyo? So says the Cheshev HaEfod, in Chelik Beis, Simon Kuf Memvov, he has the truth about this. He's got talking about a scenario. He was asked about a certain scenario. The chassan came to him afterwards, and he passed it according to what the chassan was told by a different Rav. However, afterwards he wrote to the Rav, he says, I think that Bechlal, the psak wasn't a right, richtig psak. What was the case? The scenario was that the chassan, the first night, he wanted to be Mishamish, and he saw a ktsat siruv from his kala, that she was a little bit not ready, so therefore he didn't push it, and he waited for the next night. Next night he wasn't matliach, and after that, she was pierced in Edom. Says the Cheshev Eifer, in such a case, she's their mother to be miyachid. Says the Chora, first of all, for sure in this case, where there was a little bit of Siruv and he didn't push it, we see it's not Takif Yitzrei.
He says it's not Takav Yitzchayim. And he says, even without it, he says, even if that wouldn't have been the case, he would have tried to be Matzliach and it wasn't Matzliach, that would also be enough. Why? He says, what's the case of the Trumas Hadeshen? The Trumas Hadeshen that he wasn't boiled the first night. He's not talking about the case of the Shach Lacher, the Minug Hara that came 400 years later in the times of the Shach. Whatever it was. Not even that much. 200 years later. Lacher, they just weren't boiled. Why were they not boiled? He says, Tamazay, they just weren't boiled? Not tonight. Let's wait till tomorrow night. He says, Otto B'shuftin Yaskin, we're talking about crazy people. He says, it must have been that even if he didn't have Gvuras Anashim, that's also included in the Trumas Hadeshen. And Memeila, that's considered as if he wasn't boiled, and therefore, the Kiruv Basar that they had, even if they weren't Matliach, he says, first of all, there's Kiruv Basar. Even without that, it's considered maybe they weren't that's Nichlal in the Trumas Hadeshen of not being boiled, and therefore, the Mutter. Now, Lecher, it's a big Chiddush, because the whole part of the Trumas Hadeshen is that it's not Takav Yitzray. If it was Matliach, so then it doesn't show it's not Takav Yitzray. You don't have the whole part. But the truth is that even according to the minug that I think many were told here, that even Nishika Sever, for sure if Nishika Sever be Aver Mace, but even Nishika Sever be Aver Chai, Bikishui, if there's no Achnas HaTorah, if there's no Hazra, if there wasn't Mazria, to see that it's also not Takif Yitzray, that the Chor is also a big Chiddush. So exactly where you draw the line, I think Lemais and most Paiskim are Machmir. Just if Kira Basar is in itself is not enough. However, I did see, and you need a call of Pachas Nishika Sever. However, I did see somebody showed me the Mishmeres HaTorah brings down, aside from Mishlema Zalman, aside from Eliashiv, that if they tried a few times, which the place can say three times, they tried three times and they were not Matzliach, then as long as it was Kiruv Basar, that's enough. It shows that it's Lamas Olav, and there's obviously, if he tried Taka three nights and he wasn't able to be Matzliach, then Taka, not Taka Vitzay to that extent, whatever it is, therefore it wouldn't be a problem. The Tzadi Yisrael Toivi says, what you should do is, it sounds like it's Taka not mi Ikra Hadin. However, that there shouldn't be an issue of yichud, she should lock herself into a room. This is something that we'll see hemshich. In other words, if she locks herself into a room, that's really not a problem of yichud. Where is this makar? Hopefully we'll get to dine yichud. Maybe we'll get to dine yichud. After you finish nido. There's a very interesting sharatiyin. The sharatiyin says, in Siman Reish Lama Tes, the halacha is, a person is not chazal say, a person should not stay, a person that sleeps by himself in a house, alzose lilis. Says the Mishnah Berurah from Magalvah Mishnah Maril that house is lav dafka, means in a room, and if you sleep in a room together by yourself, it's a problem. And the Sharatina brings down that the minig is not to be machmer like that. The minig is to close the door in the house and not to be machmer. That's not considered. As long as there's other people in the house, that's okay. Says the Sharatina, even if you want to be machmer, if there's other and you want to leave the door open, if there's a woman in the house and there's no one else in the house, then don't do that. Close the door, and lock the door, there shouldn't be a problem with yichud. It says close the door. There's a big shayla whether it has to be locked or closed. That's b'chol shayla, we'll see if kiveger and simon chav beis and Ebenezer, what's considered yichud. But l'chura, it's a big chiddush, that l'chura, they're not in two houses, they're in one house. Nevertheless, the very fact that he locked himself inside the room, that already takes care of the problem of yichud. However, we don't allow that, we don't rely on that in a case with this mamish issue of pirsanido, then you need shemun. However, in a case where mi'ikar, then we hold that it's not a problem, then we're mitzarf this lekulam. Now, what's the halacha of somebody that's taka a chupas nido? What do we do when he gets a shemira? So it says, who yashin bein anashim, v'hi yashin bein anashim. Machlokes Rishayim, what does that mean? It sounds like you need four people here. Two for each. Who yashin bein anashim, v'hi yashin bein anashim. So machlokes Rishayim, whether or not it's oi, it's this or that. And in a chanami, do you need four? Do you need two? Oi hu yashin bein anashim, oi hu yashin bein anashim. We paskin that you need two, and lav dafka that the two are both with him or with her. One for him and one for her. And the way that we paskin the halacha lamaisa, the Shevet Alevi says, the minug and the halacha is like the minug that the Ramah brings down, that we take a katan with the chasan and a katana with the kala, and That's their shemir, and they should have one shemir during the day. Now, some people do this. They tell, I've heard somebody, actually somebody that used to be in the Chabura told me that, I heard from somebody else, Bishmoy, that he said you have to tell the Reish Chabura. This was the case, he was like 8 years old, and they told him, don't tell anybody, special privilege, you get to sleep in the Chasam Mekal. After a few days, he said, that's it, enough for the privilege. But that's one of the ways of doing it. Another way to do it, somebody else told me that he had a chupas nido, that they just went to the Shadchan's house and they slept in the Shadchan's house. She slept in one room, he slept in another room. There's plenty of people in the house.
Kimdumani, what some people do, and I saw this from Rabbi Yitzchak Berkowitz, that that's a minhag in some places, is that the either the parents of the chassan or the parents of the kala sleep in the house together with the chassan and kala. They leave the doors open. Does it have to be open, not locked? That we'll have to wait for Hilchos Sichat Beis Hashem. The Pasha says, certainly if you leave the doors open a little bit, then that's considered as if you have two shemrim. And since it's you don't need dafka chassan reitano al tiyichud like the Shach says, because here it's a couple, so they're all shemrim each other, and that's considered two shemrim. Who yashin bein anashim yashin bein anashim, says the Sheir Levi, it doesn't have to be mamish. You're sleeping together with them as long as they're close enough that they can see what's going on. That's enough. Mamela, you have two rooms together opposite, that's not a problem. L'chor, if they go to a hotel and one sleeps in one room, one sleeps in another room, and one, they take two different rooms, that's also not a problem. That's like sleeping in two houses. Be'etzem, that's really the halacha of the case of the rabbit over here. If they're not sleeping in the same cheder, meaning b'sheinim b'cheder echad, in tzichin shimer klal. Shevet Levi says, you just have to clarify over here that what the Raj was talking about when he says cheder, it means house. And we're not talking about that they're sleeping in two different rooms in the same house. They're sleeping in two different houses. Sleeping in two different houses, then the chayr, that's not a problem. Lamai said the minig is either to send the chas, they just go to somebody else's house with these people there and they sleep in different rooms, or a couple comes and sleeps together with them, or two children. What do you mean? In which case? In? No, so the shaila is whether or not we pass like that b'chlal. If ainim yishenu b'cheder echad, ainim tzichus shimer klal, do we pass like that halacha l'maaseh? We're just saying that that's not considered as if it's one house, but in chami maybe halacha l'maaseh taku would be choishish for that. That if it's considered two different, well, it could be that they're in the same house. They're in a house together. No, they're in the same house. They're in the same house, but you have a shemrim. The problem is that you need two shemrim at night, because we're always scared that one of them is going to... Whenever you need... Whatever amount of shemrim you need during the day, you always need an extra one at night. So if you need one, then at night you need two. If you need two, then at night you need three. We'll see in Hilchos Yichud Beis Hashem. Because we're always scared you only need one more at night. If they're sleeping in the same room, then yes. Then lechur... And if the chas and the kala are sleeping in the same room, then they would have to sleep in the chur in the same room. But lav dafka they have to. They could sleep in different... What? Not in the same room. Different room, the doors are open. They're not in the same room. 6 to 9 is the best age. 6 means that they were old enough to know... Yodei atam v'ya means that they'll know to say over if they see something funny going on. Which, it really depends on the child, but... By age 6, they say for sure, and after 9, there's already a problem that the Moisar Atzma Levi maybe is a problem of Yichud, which we'll see in Yichud Mitzvah Hashem also, that it could be that it's a little bit younger, it could be it's a little bit older, but 6 to 9, the Chur, according to everybody, is good. Sif Hei, Machzer Gushasai, Tzvicha Leishev, Zayinikim. Somebody has Machzer Gushasai, then there is a Chash of Chimud, and they have to be, she has to wait Zayinikim. The Taz brings down an interesting story here. The Avan Almana, that they set up the Tanoim, and they said that maybe they're going to be set up the day for the Chasana, and then they said maybe they're going to be Makhtamit. And she started counting Zainakim, and sure enough, they were Makhtamit. Now, the Halacha is, says the Taz, that she should really have counted another Zainakim. Now, Lachur, you have to say, like the Prize of Shemarin speaks out over here, that Zafka in a case where it wasn't already Romu Sari Basidna. They didn't prepare the Chasana, they're not getting ready for the Chasana. They're already starting to get ready for the Chasana, then even if it's 4 weeks' time from now and they're makdimit, then the third's not a problem that they were makdimit because she's already holding by the Shas team. Elamai was going to be in 3 months, and they said maybe it's going to happen in a week. In that case, she's not Semichtas, and therefore she needs another Zainakim. Now, I just heard a story this morning of a couple. This happened a few weeks ago, from what I understand, in America. A Catholic couple decided to have a Gerus. They're already married for 8 years, and they started. You heard the story? No? They decided to become Megayer. Bekitzer, they decided they're going to get married on the day of the Geirus. The community that they were in, that they were involved with, says, you know what, we're going to make a chasana for you. And it didn't work out on the day of the Geirus, 2 days after the Geirus. Shaila is, do they need to wait Zayin Hakim al Dam Chimur? So the truth is, you really could ask the question when you get to Dam Nidus. So you have to wait Zayin Nikim al Damrido.
Tasha says there is no Damrido by a Goy
Midoraisa. Maybe the Chazal were Goyzer, Nashgaz.
That is in the Rabbanan.
But Lachur, there would be no din of Damrido. Maybe they talk, they don't have to worry about Damrido. The
question is, al Zayin Nikim, do they have to be Choshish?
Al Zamachim. So, the dogma of Vava in Simon Reish Samach Tess in Evan Ezer, in Yoredeo, where the Helichos Geirus, he says, even though the halacha is by Machzer Grushasai in our Sif, Tzrich Leishiv Zaynikim, and the halacha is that when a couple converts and they have a Geirus, you have to separate them for 3 months. Why? Al Tavchona, to be Mavchim bin Zeresh and Nizra Bekdusha and Zeresh and Nizra Shle Bekdusha. So they have to get divorced for 3 months and get back. L'chor should be like Machzer Grushasai. He says it doesn't have the same din. In the case of Machzer Grushasai, she doesn't think she's getting married again. She thinks she's divorced, therefore it's a new chimur. Masha'in came over here, where they knew they were staying married the entire time, they just have to separate for 3 months, there's no new chimur, it's not a problem. That's why, like it's brought down over here, if somebody made a neder to be divorced his wife and then to remarry him, so in Echanami, she knew the entire time that she's getting married, maybe even with Masa Gushase, there would be no chash of dam chimur, but in this case, l'chur, there was no problem of dam chimur. That's Kuf Tzadi Beis. Kuf Peizayin, just to finish Yud Gimel Yud Aled, the halacha is, says Machaber in Sif Yud Gimel, Habarlas habasula kama pam veros adam achas tashmish, lo'oi lamach zekinu shem dam basulun manchit shamash pamach lo'i tira adam achas tashmish. V'machakach tira shalosh pam achas tashmish, ulzikul yazroi adam achas tashmish. The Beis Yosef, the Machaber, I shouldn't say the Beis Yosef is not as clear, the Machaber is soisim, and it sounds like that you're allowed to be tailing dam basulun for years on end. As long as she hasn't gotten one beer without dam basulun, then even 5 years later, 10 years later, it's not a problem. She's glad to be toilet. It's all dam basulim, which this seems to be quite a chiddush. So Aruch HaShulchan points out that the Lashon of the Rambam seems to be not that way. The Lashon of the Rambam seems, the Bach Lamaisa goes like that. And he says, even Kamash Shonim, the Sidra brings it down in Tshuva. The Lashon of the Rambam, he seems to say, he says, Ketano, he says, Afilu ad Shona, you're allowed to be toilet in dam basulim. It's mashma, he learned that, Noisn Ladalad, Leilis, Mitech Yudbe is chiddush. That we give only up to a year. Up to a year, not more than that. The Aruch HaShulchan brings down, he says that from the Maram, it's Mashma, he says, it's not the Maram. The Sidra Torah says from the Maram, it's Mashma, only four times we give you. The Aruch HaShulchan says, some people say, L'chur, it's enough 5 or 6 times. L'dina Tzarechin. So it's not clear, but that's the Mechaber, how long you have. Maybe Dibur Boheve. He's not talking about a case where generally it's not that a woman's going for a year and seeing. And Mamela, you don't really have to be Cheshish. However, the Chur, the Stima is Mashma, that even more than 5 or 6 times, we still would be able to be Taylor. However, Lalach Lamaisa, I shouldn't say Lalach Lamaisa, because maybe the Svaradim, I don't know how they're knowing, because Lamaisa and Beis Yosef is not so Pashim. The Ramah quotes the Beis Yosef, and the Sidra, and the Taz quotes the Maram Padva that's in the Beis Yosef, and the Taz and the Shach seem to go like this, that it's not enough just to see them. A person needs also that they should have tzar. And Mamela, Kokama, that she was Mishamish without any tzar and she saw dam, that would be problematic. The truth is, if you look at the Torah Shlomim, it seems that that's the way he passed him Allah Almighty. The Torah Shlomim, he says that you need both of Tanoim. You need tzar and you need dam. Mamela, let's say she just had tzar and she didn't have dam, that also wouldn't be enough. Lamaisa, the Shevet Levi says, he says if she had a lot of tzar, then that would be enough. And he says, even that which there are more paskins that you need tzar, it's not a tremendous amount of tzar. Even a little bit of tzar is enough tzar. A little bit of discomfort, that's also enough tzar. And that's not a problem. And he says, even if you didn't have tzar, but if it's borer that it was loy chos ha-makosh, you went to a bodek, and the bodek says that it's still bleeding, then in a chanami, you're allowed to be tailed. It's no different than any other mako. What sometimes happens is that the basulim are finished, but in the area where the basulim were, since they got ripped, so the memela, the skin itself, turned into a petza, and now she's bleeding there where the basulim were attached. So she finds out that she has a petza, so then b'chol, she's allowed to tzloi gora from any other petza, she's allowed to be turling it. Now the Pisul Tshuva brings down from the Chavis Das, what happens if the Bi Rishonah, they didn't have Tashmash Rishonah Yubalei Dam? Says, then you're not allowed to be turling anymore. Because obviously, she didn't see the first time, she didn't have dam basulim. Second time she does have. L'mocher kreis abein shino. So it can't be, we're not going to be terrible. Lamaisa practically, like the Shevet Levi brings down from the Achrayim, it's brought down over here on the Gilyan from some of the Achrayim, that you're allowed to be terrible that the first time she was not boyerly, be a gemura,
which is probably the Pashtus. He says it's very Matzah, says the Shevet Alevi, and therefore you can't have bring any Raya from the Rishena and Romeko. She finds Dam the next time that is considered Dam Asulim. Now, he brings down another halacha that the Shuva says, let's say she checked herself the second time, the third time, the fourth time she didn't check herself to see if there's Dam. And then the fifth time she found Dam. She's already not allowed to be Taylor. Maybe the fourth time when she didn't check, there was no Dam. Lemaisa, the Paiskim are Mekel, and they say even if she didn't check, then she's allowed to be Taylor. The Pasha says that she did see Dam. It's not that the Pasha says that she didn't see Dam, like the Chavos got understanding. And if she does see Dam, it saves her. The Pasha says she did see Dam. And if she didn't see Dam, then she's in trouble. The Pasha says that she did. However, she's a Chiv to be Mavara, so she should do Bidiko. Lemaisa, Kimdomani in America, that's not the Minug. They do not check after the Birushaino. And therefore, generally, you shouldn't get into these issues. And maybe the reason why they don't check after the Birushaino is Gufa for this reason, is because a lot of times they're not matzliach, or they try to be matzliach, they thought they were matzliach, and they really weren't matzliach, and then the next time they found Dam, and it really, this was the first time, or it was the second time, and in between they weren't matzliach. So till they were able to finally be matzliach, and know exactly, have a bia gemura, then a lot of things could happen in between, therefore they're going to ask themselves for no reason, samazai, they're going to get into shalas of Ramat, and it's really not shalas of Ramat, and therefore they're not baidik, b'chlal, al Dam Asulim, maybe you don't have to be chesh one time, and that's why they tell you not to check. I'll be mafik yourself as Einarei Machmastashmash till after a few months to know for sure that there's no issues, then you don't have any problems. Sif Yodal, and Isha Sheish Lamakas, Rebetoyim, Shen Yechoy Lelitvol, Teitzi Mitach Azbayer, Lakadesh Layivat, Me Peri Vivio. The law is a woman that's not able to be Tevil because the water is bad for her, it's harmful to her, then the halacha is that she should have to get divorced, Kadesh Layivat, Me Peri Vivio. Now, the Shevet Levi speaks out. He says there are some women that they talk have pitzayim and they have to put in antibiotics into the water, and they should do that. Put in the antibiotics. Generally, nowadays, the issue that they had then of the cold water being dangerous, nowadays, like the it's brought down in the Rishonim already, they should try to heat up the water. Nowadays, they do heat up the water. Therefore, generally, you do not have this issue. As opposed to, depending on where you are, there are still certain places in the world that maybe people go on vacation. I just got a question a few months ago about somebody that was going to Spain for vacation, and Lel Tfilo was, they wanted to know what's better. They're flying on Yom HaShvi. They want to know, is it better to be Tevil in a regular mikvah on Yom HaShvi, or they should be Tevil in the ocean in Spain afterwards? Which is better? We'll have to see when we get to Kufay Zayin. Kufay Zayin, Kufay Ches. But generally, tefillah during the seventh day is not allowed, except by a kala, it's mutter. So in such a case, what are you supposed to do? There, the water is cold. People that live there, there's somebody that actually lives in a base medrash that told me that his father and mother, when his mother went to the mikvah, his father would go with, in Russia, his father would go with a pickaxe for two reasons. One, to break the ice, to be able to be tevil, and two, to ward off any goyim just in case they come. So Mesiras Nefesh they had, not so many years ago, they did have cold water. But nowadays, Baruch Hashem, most places have warm water. And if it's possible to put in antibiotics, they should put in antibiotics. Now, the question is, what's the story with regard to Yichud in such a case? We saw on Sifyud Beis that somebody that's very much Tashmish is not allowed to be Miyachid. How about this lady that's not going to the mikvah? So we saw the Beis Meir clears the Shiloh. What's the Shiloh? Rei Machas Tashmish, Be'etzim right now, she's Mutter. The shayla is, maybe she's going to see when I'm mishamish. In other words, she went to the mikvah. She's tahara. Vessel to the rabbanon. After b'chayish mit rabbanon, maybe she's going to see if I'm mishamish. There it's kal v'isr, therefore you're not allowed to be miyachid. However, over here it's mamish. She hasn't gone to the mikvah. She's mamish anido. Then l'chur, she should be, there's no chashash, she's going to be bala. The only question is, maybe by anido, the only reason why it's mutter b'yichud is because it's pas basali. It's going to be mutter l'chazman. But if it's not going to be mutter l'chazman, you have no heter. So Shevi Levi brings down from the Achrin, the Shev Yaakov is medayik, that Lashon of Mechaber is that Teitz Mitachas Barlo Kadesh Le'Yivatam Mepir Review. The only Isser is that Kadesh Le'Yivatam Mepir Review. But in Chinami Al Tichud, we're talking about Choshesh. He says that you should make Gedarim, that you shouldn't be Nifshal. But Lamais Al Tichud, they were not Choshesh, even though there's no Pas Basala in this case. Nevertheless, it's Mutter to be Miyachad. Now, Bizman Azeh Bechlal, like the Pesach Shiva brought down before, and the Shachas Mitzayin this, we're not kaifa al spirit rivio. Teitz mitachas bayla, we're not kaifa bizman azeh. What is the reason we're not kaifa bizman azeh al spirit rivio? One reason the Yad Avram brings down over here from Beit Hillel, because we have Cherem de Rabbeinu Gershon. Cherem de Rabbeinu Gershon is that you're not allowed to divorce a wife, one's wife, Baal Karcha. It's a question of Bechlal whether or not it still applies Bizmanenu. However, the Pashas is that we still, there were Makabo the Minig, the Cherem, they continue. Therefore, a person can't divorce his wife, Baal Karcha, so you can't force him to divorce his wife if his wife is not interested. Therefore, that's the first reason. The second reason is brought down, the Fitzvah Shuvah brings down with the Beit Shmuel and Evan Ezer. He says that the 10 years of somebody that stays married to his wife for 10 years and doesn't have children, that he's supposed to get divorced, he says that doesn't apply. The years in Chutz La'aretz don't count, like we find by Avraham Avinu. So he says, B'chlal in Chutz La'aretz doesn't count. Therefore, for certainly, we're not going to be kofet. And even in Eretz Yisrael, Bizmanenu, after the Chorban, Ba'etzem, Chazal say they should have been Goyzer not to get married. However, it's Gzeru She'en Tzibur, Revit Tzibur, Chayin Lamaboy. So certainly, to be kofet to get to divorce a wife in Eretz Yisrael, where a person's not even Mechoyiv, Al Tkir Verivya, we're not even Ba'etzem, Chazal said we should be Goyzer not to get married at all. So to be kofet, Al Tkir Verivya, we're not going to be kofet when there's a Maker Adin, Ba'etzem, we shouldn't get married. However, as the Chorban, as the Avelis. However, even though Lamaisa, that's not the minig, well, certainly we're not going to be Kaifa. Now, just maybe 2 minutes, just as Akdama, to Maris Damim. The Sugya and the Halacha maybe has been donned in the back of the Beis Medrash for the past year. In the practical aspect, but in the sugya, the Ramah says, the Mishnah says, Chamisha damim tameim be'isha, adam ashacha kerikarkin tameim be'adam akumazuk. These five damim are tameim be'isha. What does that mean? And the rest of the damim that are not this color, they're not tameim? Clearly, they're not tameim. Where does this dam come from? The pashas is that even though the dam comes from the makar, nevertheless, if the dam is torn, the hainu it's exeris akasa, that this dam, the dam that's tummy is only a certain color. However, the chinuch, mitzvah reis zayin, he says no. And it's mavur this way in the Tezerid also in Chav Bezim Aleph, that dam that is not this color is clearly not from the Makar. Dam tohar, the hainu, dam which is not one of the colors mentioned in the Mishnah, does not come from the Makar. Mitzvah chinuch has already ma'ur that the lashon of the Rambam is not mashma that way. Heard the Ramban also in the Trumas Hadeshin. You could declare, maybe not. He says, "Lav kol mashke habom in mekor tomei elo dalid hey maris bovad." So you could say he says lashon of mashke. He doesn't call it dam. Well, lechura dam. He means to say as opposed to the dam which is tomei. The mashmois is that there's maybe it's machlekes yishenim. Is all anything which comes out of the mekor, is that problematic, or is it only certain colors that come out of the mekor? If it's not one of these colors, then obviously it didn't come from the mekor. We had lechura a similar machlekes, but nigeya to argosha dam shabash leib argosha. So we said that we declared is argosha a similar asiba. Let's say we know the dam is vade megufo. We see it coming out like the case that we had that the one person went to the bodekan and the bodekan says I see dam coming out of the makar. Is that matam and ishmi daraisa or not? So Rav Rishenim seems to say that no, itzak is not. It's a asiba. You need it's exeris akosta that you need argosha bibisara achitargish bibisara. And therefore, if she doesn't have argosha, she's not tummy, even though Vade came in Migufa. The Tursus Arid, maybe it's the Tursus Arid that she's tossing. Tursus Arid held that it was a simon. No, as long as I know Vade that it came in Migufa, then Elechanami is Tako going to be Matamar. That means the drushes that we make in Chazal, there's many tonight that we saw in Kufpei Gimel, it has to be Dam, it has to come by argosha, it has to be from the Makar. All these things, are they Xeris Akosins, or it's just that it's a simon that we know what it is? But in Elechanami, it's Lav Dafka. In other words, if I know that it came from her, even without argosha, maybe it's going to be matama. Or if I have dam that came from the makar, even though it's not one of these colors, if I would have some way to know, we'll talk about it in a second exactly how, have some way to know that this came from the makar, even though it's not one of these colors, then it would be a problem. What would be such a case? So, there's a Bach. The Bach says in Simen Kuf Peches that when a woman Shomati, that when a woman takes a bath for a few hours, 2 or 3 hours, then what happens is she finds afterwards a thick excretion. Even if it's white, it's problematic because the dam turns from red to white after Matzasi Kosav Hashem Gadol Echad.
Reb Zanvel Katz, Shekivu Me'isha Chochomo, Kishinimtza Kestim Levono, La'acha Sherochta Isha Bachamin, Ditmeya, the Derech Adam Lislabin Acher Rechitza. The dam turns white after Mechitza, after Rechitza. That means that, so what's the problem with white dam? We know that everything is, even Bizmaneinu, that we're Machmer. We're not Machmer and Lovan and Yorek. So what's the problem with Lovan and dam? Says the Bachno, dam that I know came out of the Mekar, even if it's not one of the five damim, is an Echanami, it's problematic. And therefore it's going to be Metam. The Tzemach Tzedek and Tshuva, and this is how Ramayisha and Shlomazam go, La'alacha, that no, it doesn't make a difference. Even if it's Naniach, even if you bring it to a lab, and it comes out that it's 100% dam, if before it left the Mekar, it was already not red, then it's not dam. Dam is Odom. Dam is an Echanami. Even something that came Vade from the Mekar, if it came Shaloi Bargasha, it's not Tamei. And if it came Shaloi Adrimus, it's not Tamei Midaraisa. Memela says Rosh Lama Zalman that if you would have a Hechatimtza to switch the dam of an Isha to blue before it comes out, in Echanami, it would not be Metamer. If you would have a way to change it. Because the only dam that's Metamei is dam which is Adam Midaraisa. Similar to this, we find in the Gemara on Chof Aleph. Darilim finished the Gemara. The Gemara says, there's a machlekes whether or not Areya dam bechaticha, what's the halacha? Between the Tanakama and the Chachamim. So, the Rush brings down from the Rash Mikutzi that the machlekes is it the derech to see dam bechaticha or not? The Tanakama holds it's the derech to see dam bechaticha, and the Chachamim holds it's not the derech to see dam bechaticha. So he says, that which it says, lav dam nidahu, means it's not the derech to see dam nidahu like this. That means even though I know that it's red, and even though that I know that it came from the Makar, it didn't come out the normal way that dam comes out, it's not matame. That means that there's certain tanoim that we have to be matame dam. It has to be red, it has to come from the Makar, it has to come from Aragasha, it has to come in a normal way. Any of them that do not, any one of these tanoim that are missing, even though we know for sure, we bring it to the laboratory and it comes out that it's dam, and we know for sure that it came from the Makar, we saw it leaving the body, nevertheless, it's not going to be matama according to these shitas. Not only that, I saw, Rishon Mekluga wants to say, this is the machlekes between Akavya ben Mahalalel and the Chachamim, whether or not dam yarek is a problem. What's the machlekes? So the Gemara says, Dam Yorek, Benigeh to Shochor, the Gemara says, Dam Shochor is Odomu Ela Shaloko. Rashi says something very interesting. When was it Loko? When did it change? Rashi says, Mishenek Ar Migufo. After it left the Guf, then it was, Lichshenek Ar Minaguf Leiku Mashcher. When it left the Guf, that's when it turns black. The Mashmois is that had it turned black inside of the Guf, in the Makar, and Chanan would not be Matamah because it's not red. It always has to be red when it leaves the Guf. So we have machlekes between Akavim and Baalalel and the Chachamim. What's with Dam Yorek? Is Dam Yorek Matamah or not? So according to Dam Yorek, according to Akavim and Baalalel, the Gemara says, what does Akavim and Baalalel hold? He doesn't hold that there's only four types of Dam. So he says either Taki doesn't hold that way, or he holds that way. He just holds that it's also the same way that we saw that black Dam is really red Dam that was Loka. Green dam is also Yorek dam. I shouldn't say when it's green. It says it's not green. Yorek dam is also dam that was red that was loko. I saw in the Bartanuri, he says that it's Kikaren Karakrim that was loko. That turns into Yorek. Now, what are the Chachamim holds? Machlekes Metzius? Says the Meinita, says the Shlomo Kluger, no, the Machlekes is that Shochor, it changes after its Neker Menaguf. Yorek is changes when it's in the Guf, when it's in the Makar. And that's the machlok between the Chachamim and Akavim and Alala. Akavim and Alala holds that even if before it left the Guf, like the Bach says, it's green, it's Yorek, then in Chachamim it's still a problem, because it started off as red. Mashiach according to Chachamim, since by the time that it left the Makar, the Taka wasn't other, so then it's Taka not a problem. Just one Ha'ara, Taisa says, you can't say that Yorek over here means, it means green, Yorek Ikarasi, green like grass, because that has no Netil Admimus. So it must be like the Yorek of Esrei. Must be the Yorek of Esrei, which is also not exactly clear. Most Esreigim in America look yellow like this. It also has no Netil Admimus. So what does that mean exactly, Yorek like Esrei?
And
Chelmon Beitel says that there's a Rosh.
Rosh. Chelmon Beitel also has no Netil Admimus. So the truth is that there are, and for those that saw the Esregim, it's not really what I'm coming to speak out, the Esregim, there are Esregim that are orange. They stay on the tree long enough also, even if they're taken off the tree, but to stay on the tree long enough, it's Ador Be'ilan Mishana L'shana, if they stay long enough, they turn orange. And there are also Shkeh. There are also egg yolks, as we'll see, that are very bright orange that turn. Either way, the Shaila is on Tosfos. Whatever you learn, whether it's yellow, whether or not it's orange, whatever it means. Why do you need a Netil Admimus? According to Avakavi ben Malalel, he says it can't be green because it has a Netil Admimus. It doesn't have to have a Netil Admimus. It's Yoruk El Shaloko. It's Odom El Shaloko. Shachar has a Netil Admimus. Shachar has no Netil Admimus. So the truth is that many Shchirim do have a Netil Admimus. Most Shchirim that are problematic have a Netil Admimus. First of all, when you put it into water, you'll see that it's bright red. And sometimes you stick it into the sun, also you'll be able to see that it's red. So the Mashmois is that even according to Akavim Malal, that it's Loka, you still need a Netil. But the truth is that the Lachur, the Pashtus is, I saw that the Rishon Kluger may need it somewhere else. He talked about the Sarachin on the Stasis. He says, why do you need a Netil Admimus, Bachal? Look at the Mislefin Amin, a Pshan Tasis is, Tasis going in the first Tarot of the Gemara. The first Tarot of the Gemara gives two Tarotim. Does Akavi ben Ranal not hold the four types of dam? First Tarot is, in a Chanami, he doesn't hold the four types of dam. There's more than four types of dam. But they all have to have an Atil Admimus. And that Tasis says, we're not talking about Yorick. But in a Chanami, according to the second Tarot of Tasis of Yorick, that it's dam Odom Shaloka, in a Chanami, even has no Atil Admimus, would be a problem.